Can I jump this because I need you guys to do me a favor today?
Go ahead.
We got to get into this Zach Wilson story because
Mason
will hate it.
Oh, what
here's
is
the
it?
Funny. Here's the funniest thing. I know you'll hate it. Oh, trust me.
It's been brought up 38 times today.
And I were working together today. Here's the funny thing.
That's awesome.
Mason's partner, Juan,
yes,
will eat this up to the same degree that I will. And Mason, when I tell you what it is, you'll go, oh, God. And he'll just go, Ireland, this
no,
is.
No, I'll roll with it. I'm in the mood to roll with it.
So here we go. Zach Wilson is the quarterback for the Jets.
The 22-year-old quarterback of the New York
with
Jets.
With a hot mom, right?
Right. So, his mom made a big stir at the draft because she's blonde and attractive. And
very active on Instagram.
Active on social media.
Yeah,
yes.
He used to post hourly.
Yes.
Okay, so. It almost overshadowed the fact that he had a super attractive girlfriend that was his high school sweetheart who was also at the draft with him.
Got it.
Okay. So over the past few months.
Oh, cuckoo, ka-choo, Mrs.
Robinson. Now listen to this. Over the past few months.
Yeah.
Even though that they went to BYU. Now, normally, I've got a couple of friends that went to BYU. Mm-hmm. The overwhelming sentiment at BYU is they want you to get married and start having kids as soon as possible.
Yes.
If you walk on the campus at BYU, there are statues of families, like mom, dad, holding little kids. They encourage it. About 85% of the seniors at BYU are already married.
Yep.
So everyone just assumed Zach Wilson was going to marry this super attractive high school sweetheart of his. So about 3 months ago, he's at a Yankee game.
Yeah.
With a girl. Attractive young girl.
Now, I thought that turned out to be a TikTok model, didn't it?
Stay with me.
Okay. All right. So I've been following this a little bit.
I'm proud of you, actually. Yeah. So not the hot girl that he was with before. So then it comes out yesterday on BSO, Black Sports Online, which is the greatest site of
all
time.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
That Zach Wilson broke up with the high school sweetheart to go out with the TikTok model.
Okay.
And then the high school sweetheart moved on to his best friend and roommate from BYU, who's a wide receiver in Washington.
For the Commanders.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously
she kept it close.
Those two guys are no longer friends.
So now she's dating a Washington football team player.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Who was Zach Wilson's roommate at BYU and teammate.
Okay.
On
Perfect.
The perfectly named
so far,
Cougars.
So good.
Now, okay, now, stay with me here.
Okay.
Somebody, this gets reported, and
you guys
some
could have done a great podcast.
Some guy tweets at her at the high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, geez, what'd she say? Homie.
What's the phrase, Emily?
Homie hopper.
Yeah. Homie hopper.
You're a homie hopper. You went from Zach Wilson to his best friend, and she responds. Who's the homie hopper? The reason I'm not with Zach is because he's sleeping with his mom's best friend.
His mom's best friend.
Now, Trav, here's what I can't believe in your
best friend's mom.
22.
His mother's best friend.
So he has a
the
hot mom.
The whole time I thought it was his best friend.
Why do you think you can't get on this now? You've been doing this for 3 hours.
You just figured this out?
I thought it was his best friend's mom.
No, it's his mother's best friend.
His hot mom, the one that was at the draft.
This comes back to the genuine problem with the Travis and Sliwa show.
He doesn't listen
to a word that I say.
I was reading the article.
What happens is when I said to you, Al, were there any of your mother's friends that you had your eye on as a young man?
Sleece got it up. First of all, the greatest thing about this story,
they look exactly alike.
No, all these people, the men and the women, insanely good looking.
Yes.
All of them. So it's like
the best friend of the mother and his ex-girlfriend look like they could be mother and daughter. Yes. Okay. They look like they're from the same family.
Wait a minute. Because this is where I was going. There's pictures out now of the mom's best friend.
There was a picture online that was identified. I don't know if it was true.
That's the thing I was wondering. How is the internet
not
exposed to this?
She looks like his ex-girlfriend plus 20 years.
Okay.
I thought that was the photo.
And looks great.
Yeah, that
does.
You're right. Oh, wow. She does look great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was the photo.
So what do you think?
If you made this up. By the way, tell me Juan's not going to eat this up with a spoon when you get home.
Sure, no, he loves this crap.
Now,
Will he know about it?
He'll know.
Yeah.
If you made this up and put it on Dynasty, people would say,
Too much.
Matter of fact, hey, Bert, is Bergman back there? So get on the mic, Bergman. My wife, she plays tennis with these these women.
Now, is this where you try to hook up Bergman with somebody your wife plays tennis with?
No.
I've heard worse ideas.
But I can't, because if I told the story on the radio, all these people would know who I'm talking about, so I couldn't tell it. So the night we all went to see Top Gun Maverick.
It's the greatest story ever.
I made Lisa tell Bergman and Jorge the whole story about how they got caught and everything. It's very similar to the Zach Wilson story.
Okay.
And Bergman, if I would have made that up out of the blue, you would have said, too crazy to believe. Right?
I would have said, you're a liar. There's no chance this is real.
But tell me, if I put that on TV, it wouldn't get Boffo ratings.
Absolutely. All of them, especially in your world, in the Bravo world.
I think that Zach Wilson walks into the Jets locker room with his chest out, and he's feeling really good about himself.
Already the radio sports talk show hosts in New York are wearing T-shirts that say, no mom is safe. You know, it's going to be, and Mace, you lived in New York.
Yes.
You know, the Post.
They're all over it.
This will be the lead story on the Post.
Slee, what was it you said? That hundreds of thousands of links or tweets or whatever it is to the whole thing. So it's the number one story on their site.
The New York Post had probably some stuff that are important, some political stuff to lead things off, but not far below was the Zach Wilson story. And then trending to the right, it was by far the top that was trending.
Oh, yeah, the thing everybody's clicking on. And the
was there a headline? Do we get a headline from the New York Post?
BSO headline was spectacular.
The BFF was part of the Post headline.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now the greatest thing is, what are the networks going to do with this story? You know they can't touch
they
it,
won't
but
touch
they
it.
But you know that everybody else will. You know, like opponent, because you played sports.
Oh, sure.
You know, the first time Zach Wilson gets sacked, it's like, hey man, while they're helping him up, can you hook me up with your mom's friend?
It's
look how good looking the girl he broke up with.
Everybody is incredibly good looking.
The headline: quarterback sneak? ?
That is great.
But Mace, it's better. Quarterback sneak? Jets stars X accuses him of sleeping with his mom's BFF.
Can't
make this stuff.
If that's not a week of material for New York Sports Talk Radio,
that's crazy.
A season.
As Mason will tell you, New York is very different from LA. In LA, we're like, somebody sleeping with somebody, it happens. You know, it's Hollywood. In New York, this will be fodder. This won't just be sports talk show fodder. This will be Kelly Lee and Seacrest. This will be
Lee and Seacrest. Yes,
Kelly, was that on purpose?
I always call her Regis and Kelly Lee. All right.
But now the question is,
you like this more than I do, and I didn't think anybody could like this more than I do.
The question is, all right. So think about this, and Mace, you and I have done it. Does First Take touch this?
Yes, here's how they touch it.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's how they touch it. They will touch it in a, will Zach Wilson's decision-making affect the locker room sort of way.
Yeah.
They'll turn it into a quasi-football
topic. Is Zach Wilson a distraction?
When Mason and I went and did First Take, you've got to go like 3 hours early, and they say, which one of you guys can take this side? So that Mace just nailed the central question. Will it be a distraction? I could easily take either side. What side would you
want? From excessive high-fiving from his teammates? Is that the distraction?
Mace, what side would you want?
I know the side John wants.
I know the side you want.
Yeah. Which is?
You want me to take the other side.
No, what side do you think I want?
You want the you're all for it side.
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
he wants
right.
This will wrap.
No, the Jets might have. Welcome distraction.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is the last time we talked about the Jets that had anything to do with other than being terrible and this?
And
this is a huge win for them.
This in beats New York, everything. In New York, by the way, the commentary will be they're terrible and they're this. That's the way people in New York, because it's a Giants town.
I wish Mike and the Mad Dog were still on, because Chris Russo would just
go
on
nuts.
A rant.
He'd go absolutely crazy.
All right, who's,
I don't want to put anybody's name in it because I don't want to. But if this happened here, how do we respond? We talk about it,
Leave
obviously.
Leave my mom alone.
Well, then, but we're the Rams station, so we would really be rooting hard for what happened to the Chargers.
Just a Justin Herbert
because
situation.
The Rams would call us and say, you can't talk about that. You know, blah, blah, blah. But if it happened to the Chargers, it'd be great.
Trav, who's more likely between Mason and Island to take your stance on a long drive?
Mace. So they... Slee and Emily.
I heard this conversation.
So, remember, I took some time off last week.
Yeah, you drove a long way.
Drove to Phoenix, or drove back from Phoenix, right? My son and I, and we got in the car around 9 o'clock in the morning to come home, and he put in his AirPods and was listening to music and fell asleep in the car shortly after we were leaving the outskirts of Phoenix.
Right.
And he did not wake up or say anything to me until we got to Quartzsite, which is basically on the border. Okay. And then he ate, and he says he went right back to sleep, and I drove the rest of the way to Palm Springs.
So of the 6-7 hours, six of them were you were by yourself.
But with no radio, no nothing.
Why didn't you just turn the radio?
Because I didn't want to. I just loved the silence of it all. It was about 4.5-5 hours of absolute blissful silence just going along. And they all looked at me like I was crazy because I wanted 5 hours alone.
There's a certain meditative quality to driving, but I would be cranking the radio. I would be cranking the radio.
You don't savor moments where you don't have to listen to anything, talk to anybody.
It's too long.
Just sit there and
I don't
let
have
the
kids
silence
crawling
over
all
you.
Over my house the way you do. Apparently all you want for your birthday is
peace and quiet. And I got 5 hours of it on the way home from Phoenix.
Exactly. Yeah, my house isn't as, you know, off the rails as yours is. My house is pretty calm. I don't need a long silent drive.
No. I loved and enjoyed every. I was hoping when he was done eating his Subway
I'd be afraid
sandwich
I'd fall
in Quartzsite.
Asleep.
Well, that's what it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I just slept the night before.
Yeah,
I'm not
I'd be
tired.
Afraid I'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's a good amount of time, bro. 5-6 hours. We went a half hour without anything. I'd be like, okay, that sounds good.
What are you going to listen to in the middle of the desert?
Well, like podcast. You listen to the Culture Pop podcast.
Yeah, Culture Pop podcast.
By the way, I have a question.
Get to know your partner.
See, when I listen to the Culture Pop podcast, you have something about you that I have with me that I don't know how it happened. I'm assuming, after you described your parents, both your parents were born in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Do they each speak with an accent?
Do they each speak with an accent? Yeah, definitely.
How did you not get it? Because my dad spoke with this super... Mason's met my dad. He's passed away 5 years ago, but super heavy Irish brogue. And I always thank God that he left and went to work every day, or else I would be the only NBA announcer with an Irish brogue in the history of the world. But don't you find that fascinating? I don't know how you did it, because my mom is American. You had two parents. Mm-hmm. Is their native tongue Arabic?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. And you don't speak with an accent at all.
It's actually funny because if you talk to my mom, you'd think, and that's, I think, similar with a lot of...
Do your sisters have an accent?
No, they really don't.
How did that happen? I guess maybe American schools? You guys were all in American schools?
Well, and they were born there, so...
So it's even more surprising that
was
they
six.
Don't. Yeah.
My other sister was three, and then I was born here, born in the States. But it's funny you say it because you will hear, and I think this is actually similar with a lot of parents who were born somewhere else. It sounds like they just got here. Like, it sounds like they just got here.
Right. They never lose the accent.
Doesn't
they
go
never
away. Yeah.
lose
yeah.
it. And for us, yeah, you're right. Like, it's just, I think most people
well, you and I are
have
lucky,
no idea.
Because we probably wouldn't have these jobs had we learned how to speak.
You would have been doing play-by-play for soccer.
Yeah.
You would have been on something
yeah,
else.
It's a wee bit of a, I always thought you missed it on the outside.
Was your dad that thick of an accent?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was.
Mason said he sounds like he's selling Lucky Charms.
I always said Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious.
Irish, carry around a bar of soap, keep cutting it with a knife. The Irish Spring guy.
Heavy brogue, but my mom, I mostly learned how to talk from my mom and in school. So what I assume happened with you was that you were born in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. You went through English-speaking schools the whole time, and so you were around teachers and kids that didn't have accents, and somehow you never picked it up.
100%.
But it's weird because both, like, my odds were 50-50 that I was going to get an accent because my dad had a heavy one and my mom didn't have any. Yours were probably 75% you were going to have some accent, and you don't have any.
Well, my parents, too, only spoke Chaldean at home, right? So they're only speaking that.
Is that a form of Arabic?
Yeah, it's a form. Okay. Exactly, it's a form. Right. But
you speak that with an American accent?
No. You can definitely speak it.
Okay. You could have a conversation with your parents in what do you call it? Chaldean?
Chaldean.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have but my response back was usually in English. Right? Like I wasn't always speaking back in Chaldean. For the most part I was speaking in English back.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you listen yet?
I have not listened
have you
to
not,
it yet.
You've not.
Well, see,
you're
not
6 hours. Learning about your partner.
Well, it's not that long. You could put it on in the car on the way home.
Well,
and
I like
to the
like
whole
we've
thing.
Previously
on
discussed.
A,
I like to be quiet.
On a long 8-hour drive.
You must really not want to listen.
No.
If you had a whole 8-hour drive,
maybe did nothing.
It was
you guys
either.
Aren't,
okay,
you're not understanding
the
problem. You're not understanding.
I could drive in silence.
I sit in here every day, and he never listens to me.
So this is payback.
It's a little bit of a Russell Westbrook LeBron James standoff. We're at opposite ends of the gym. and nobody's willing to go over and start. He's not listening to me, so therefore, even though he opened up to Mace, I'm kind of just sitting
you and
back
I
here
would have
saying,
shook hands.
I don't know.
You and I would have shook hands at the Summer League.
That, but why did they not just continue the charade and go over there and, hey, man, what's up? Why not do
just
that?
Just pretend.
Right.
Why
right.
make it weird?
Right.
Just pretend.
Do play,
it actually has become
the,
a topic.
Do the play. Go over there. Do that thing where, you know, I hold my fingers over my mouth and whisper something to you. We both laugh, and we both go the other way.
Who correct. Who should have left their seat to go to the other
team? LeBron one. James is the king.
Right.
People come to the king. Yes. The king doesn't go see other people.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. It is on
Russ. That's in, why didn't he do that? Why didn't somebody say, hey, listen, if we in fact are trying to trade you, we need everybody to think that we might not trade you. We'll go over there and give him a quick knuckle bump, and then with this will help the whole process.
Yeah. What this reminds me of is, and it's been well documented now, but while it was going on, it was super weird. Shaq and Kobe
yeah.
were like this. And they went to the finals 3 years in a row and four times in 5 years, and they won three of them. They just didn't respect each other when they played together. It came afterwards, you know, after they realized what they had walked away from, then it was like, oh, okay, we shouldn't have broken that up. But they had a similar dynamic. So everybody who thinks that if Russ stays here, they can't play together.
Well, doesn't this make it far more likely that they have to make a, I don't want to say a bad deal, but a less favorable deal for them? Because LeBron is basically saying, no, there's nothing here for us to do. We have to move.
But at this point, isn't the deal the deal? I mean, the deal is basically.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on. What is it? It's Kyrie, Westbrook. Those are the primary pieces.
Right? It's the pick.
27 pick, 29 pick.
Another pick or a second.
Well, the other thing you got to figure into it, too, is Kyrie makes less money than Russ.
So they got to add a
$10 million buck gap, right?
Right. So, I like people say, well, so they might have to throw Joe Harris into the deal. As a Laker fan, I hope they throw Joe Harris into the deal.
Yeah,
he shoots 44%
or Seth Curry.
Right, either one.
Yeah.
So, any deal I've seen, I thought, okay, that'd be good. But let's see if it actually happens.
I promise that if I see you at a Laker game, I will come over and bump your knuckle sleeve. Even if we don't listen to each other on the radio, we will pretend for the crowd there. Mason in Ireland.
Talk, yeah.
Mason in Ireland. Coming up next, we'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah! Ah! How did Morales know I went out and played? I guess I said it on Friday. Is that
no? Yeah, but that's you're burying the lead.
Okay.
Seriously, you got hurt?
No.
Practicing for the softball?
Not hurt. I got a strawberry.
That's hurt.
That's not really.
That's an
hurt.
Injury.
That's not really hurt in the traditional sense.
So is it going to change any of your approach? Where you play? What position you play?
Still playing right field. Still batting last.
Okay.
So
I think that's smart.
Not affected things at all. You've had a good strawberry, right, Bergman?
Of course.
Jorge, you've had a strawberry.
I don't even know what a strawberry is. I was asking the guy, so what's a strawberry?
Oh, it's like really?
You've had
where
one.
You scuff your knee. You've had that.
Yeah,
and you get the red spot. Yeah, I got that.
Did you Instagram it? Is that how he found out?
No, I did not Instagram anything. I did. I wanted no remnants of this to be left behind, this catch I had with David Singer, our friend.
It's in the universe now.
I'll tell you, my arm is okay. It's everything else that's the problem. And I was able to hit a little bit, not much.
How'd
hit
you
a
do?
Little bit. I'm definitely
solid contact at any point.
Taking the ball the other way. A lot of right field power for me. What are you?
You're going oppo. Is what
I'm
you're
going
saying?
Oppo. Exactly. No, it should be fun on Friday night, and you're all invited to be there. Can they still get the VIP?
No, that is closed.
No more VIP, so you can show up, be out there this coming Friday for our All-Star Friday Night Wiffle Ball Bash and 7-10 softball game. And everybody's going to be playing. It's going to be fun out there. And, of course, there will be vendors. There will be vendors out there. At the
churros, get your churros here. Churros.
Peanut.
Underdog. Underdog.
Yep, that's Friday night. That's going to be fun. Are you disappointed you're going to miss that one, John?
No. Friday's my birthday. My wife's taking me away. I'm anxious to get out. And,
where are you going? Are you allowed to say where you? Oh, is it a surprise?
I figured it out.
Oh, you figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm out. Sedano's out. Michael's out. But everybody else will be there.
Excellent. So I was one thing for Friday. What was Robert Redford's bat's name in
Wonderboy?
Wonderboy. Okay, so we have got a bat that says Maxim Singer on it. It is Dave Singer's son, Maxim. That's the bat we're going to use.
But what if you break it?
It's an aluminum bat. I would take a hell of a.
I once saw you put 7 screws and a plate in your foot when you had an attitude like that.
Exactly.
All right. So that's the bat you're going to use.
That's the bat.
That will help. I'm still betting $35,000 mythical dollars on the other team.
I don't blame you one
on
bit.
Team cap.
You know what remains elusive to me is how competitive are we actually going to be in this? Like, are we playing to the death? Are we playing like our lives depend on it? How
only
are we actually
one way to find out.
Approaching this game, Bergman?
Isn't that how you should play every game that we have? It's a competition within the station. Of course you play to the death.
Within the station. I don't think you play to the death.
No,
Jorge,
no, no. It is to the death.
Are you going to play to the death?
No, I'm just going to play till we mercy you.
Oh,
until you mercy us, yeah.
That could happen early.
What is the mercy rule?
Is 10 runs.
10 runs. If and how many innings are we
five.
Playing? 5.
I don't know how many innings you're playing.
We'll probably end up with around 4.
But if one team is ahead by 10 runs after 5 innings, you call it.
Yes, that will not happen. It's going to be a very tight ball game.
Yeah.
All right, so the All-Star teams are out, and Trey Turner, Mookie Betts both make it. Tony Gonsolin, as expected, makes it. I didn't really think Clayton Kershaw would make the team.
Not only did you not make it, you were arguing last week that he shouldn't start.
Yeah, he's
had
a decent
year. And now I'm completely on board with him starting. I read a column from our friend Molly Knight over the weekend. And
she and Clayton are very tight.
Well, and she made an excellent point. It's an all-star game.
Right.
It's an exhibition game.
Yes.
It's for the fans. When Matt Harvey was the dark knight and he was pitching well for the Mets,
right.
And the all-star game was in 2013, was at Citi Field in New York, they named Matt Harvey the starter because the game was in New York and he was having a great year.
Right.
This game's in L.A., Freddie Freeman got screwed, and I'll explain why he got screwed in a second. But he's not even on the team. Tony Gonsolin, probably on merit, should start.
Yes.
But Clayton Kershaw should get the ball because he's at the end of his career. The game's in Los Angeles. It's an exhibition game. It would be Ohtani against Kershaw.
Right.
In a game in Southern California. It makes total sense. Brian Snitker, the manager. And by the way, I think it's going to happen because Dave Roberts put it out there over the weekend.
Right.
Roberts is advocating for
it. Oh, I don't think there's any question that Clayton Kershaw is going to start the game.
He was talking. Roberts was talking like he knew something.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's an element of, you know, the tough thing about the All-Star game.
The game is a week from tomorrow.
You're balancing a career accomplishment, along with a really great season. And in terms of Tony Gonsolin, you've got a great season. It's not a career accomplishment. In the case of Kershaw, not his best year. Spent some time hurt. I think he wound up with 9 starts or something in the first half of the year. But to some degree, it's ceremonial.
Well,
to
Tyler
some degree,
Anderson deserves
honor.
It more than Kershaw.
Tyler Anderson absolutely does.
But Kershaw has this, like you say, a lifetime of achievement. And it's been tradition over the years that you take care of the home team. The fans at Dodger Stadium are going to want to see Kershaw. They're going to want to see Ohtani. And Kershaw should start the game, and I think he will. I think that announcement will come in the next couple of days.
I think it will absolutely come. And nobody disagrees. Bergman, you agree with that, right?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the only reason to put him on the team is if he's actually going to get a chance to start the first All-Star game in 42 years at Dodger Stadium. That makes the most sense to me. Now, you mentioned Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman left off the team.
Okay, you know why, right?
Brian Snitker?
No. And tell me if you agree with this rule.
Okay.
Do you still believe every team should have a representative
at the
All-Star?
I absolutely do.
All right, if you believe in that rule, and when I was a kid, I always wanted to see like which guy from the Angels would make
right.
it, which guy from the Dodgers would make it.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a little kid, I always wanted to see who my one guy was on the team.
Okay, so the problem was that Paul Goldschmidt is like leading the league in everything.
Runaway everything.
And he was locked in at first base. Pete Alonso, same way.
Yep.
He's having the second best statistical
great
season.
Year.
So you think to yourself, okay, game's at Dodger Stadium. Freddie Freeman's a big name. Give it to Freddie Freeman. He'll be the third first baseman. Because you go 3 deep at most spots. CJ Cron in
Colorado has been great.
And they had no other candidate. The rest of the team stinks.
Right.
They had no
right.
that you had to.
That's the closest you get to an all-star
right.
in Colorado.
And they didn't have a representative. No one got voted in. They don't have a pitcher that's good enough. So if you're going to go by the rule that you want to keep.
Which I like.
Okay. CJ Cron's got him in, which moves Freeman to the side for now. And then there was another team that had, it might have been the Pirates, that had like one guy who could do it, and it was another guy in the infield. Freeman lost a numbers game.
Right.
I think he still, depending on injuries, could be added as a pinch hitter because the game's at Dodger Stadium, and he's Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, the guy.
By the
that
way, he had a monster game yesterday when they announced
four
that he
for
wasn't
five
in.
And, yeah, tore it up.
But that's why Freeman's out because of that. And I think Tyler Anderson's out because they wanted to put Kershaw in.
Yeah, it's Kershaw over. And there are other guys. I mean, like Carlos Rodon from the Giants. Not that I'm, you know, any, you know, he's still a Giant. But he does lead the National League and wins above replacement. And he was left off the team altogether. So,
but another candidate for who got in from the Giants?
Let's see.
Off the top of my head,
I know
sure.
I sent you guys a full list of everybody.
I've seen the list.
So they must have had another candidate that was, you know, in there. But that's part of this. It becomes a numbers game.
Right.
And you can't do
it. And in the case of Will Smith, Travis d'Arnaud got taken by Brian Snitker, his catcher. Will Smith is having a really good year and got overlooked again.
Okay, so here's Will Smith in terms of National League ranks at catcher. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Home runs first. He's got 13.
Yep.
Walks drawn first. 12% of the time he's up there, he walks. Slugging percentage first. OPS second. RBI second. On base percentage second. OPS second. Runners with in scoring position second. He ranks first or second in every significant category. I don't know how he didn't make the team, especially at the game at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, and especially in this case, you know, Brian Snitker's the manager, so he's taken his catcher. They've already got Max Fried and they've got William Contreras, so they've got guys representing
Wilson
them.
Contreras, right?
Well,
both.
There's
both.
Two. William
they're,
Contreras.
They're taking both?
Willem is replacing Bryce Harper, I believe.
Okay.
And also Jock Peterson is starting in left for
so
the Giants.
That's the Giants.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. There's your Giant. Right, he got voted in.
But, hey, do you guys think this is something or nothing? Shohei Ohtani did not get voted in by the players.
Well,
Major League Baseball has five or six spots that they can just fill, and they did. But why wouldn't the players vote Ohtani in?
Let's talk about that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Jorge, how's the weekend?
Uneventful. It was great.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
uneventful.
Exactly. Slept a lot.
Nice. So, Ireland, you raised an interesting question. The All-Star teams are out. Four Dodgers make the team. Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, Clayton Kershaw, and
Tony Gonsolin.
Tony Gonsolin, thank you. 11-0. How could I forget? Shohei Ohtani was not named by the players to the All-Star. He will be there, but
probably start and hit leadoff.
Yeah, start and hit lead. But explain this formula by which they choose players for the All-Star.
You can be
game.
Voted in the fan vote.
Yep.
Okay, and then the pitchers and then the players get to vote five people in.
Okay.
Last year the players voted Ohtani in. This year they didn't. So Major League Baseball has a list of people they can appoint to the team, and they appointed Ohtani to the All-Star team as both a DH and a pitcher.
So isn't it possible that players just felt like, well, Ohtani's going to be there no matter what?
It is. So. Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it, but it seems weird to me. It seems that I've always wondered when was it Darvish that pitched against the Astros in the World Series?
Darvish pitched game three and game seven.
But he was pitching for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
And a camera caught Yuri Gurriel of the Astros slanting his eyes.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, wow. I go, that's just so just blatantly, I don't even know if racist is the right word, but I think it is. I think he just was mocking him because he was Japanese. And I wonder if any of that still exists on any level in Major League Baseball, or if it's simply what you said, that, okay, Ohtani's getting in, let me use my vote to get somebody else in that's deserving.
Yeah, I tend to think that's what it is. I don't think that there's...
I mean, there's no denying this guy's talent.
There's no reason to believe that some sort of anti-Asian sentiment
exists. It's just
weird,
though, isn't it, that Shohei Ohtani didn't get voted in?
But if I felt like he's going to get in anyway, I might choose a friend, another player that might not get the same acclaim. Ohtani certainly got a lot of that. He'll be there, but it is interesting that he did not get voted in by the players.
So are you going to try and go?
No, I'm not.
In San Diego way back in the 90s when you and I first met, we both went.
Yeah, both
and
went.
And we both were really like, we worked hard to get tickets and we felt like it was going to be really fun. Since I've been to one, I don't really feel the need to go.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to All-Star Games.
Bergman, are you going to try and go?
No, I thought about it and I was like, I don't really want to go.
You know what? I actually kind of felt the same way.
Okay, so somebody, Robert Wilkins, just tweeted me. Ohtani was voted in by the fans as a DH.
Okay, by the fans.
He was only named by MLB as a pitcher. So the players didn't vote for him as a pitcher.
Right,
Which was it. And you could make that argument. I mean, there are other pitchers that are better than him, although not over the last month.
No, over the last month,
he's been really, really good.
He's been on fire.
Yeah.
So let's get to this Lakers thing, summer league game over the weekend, and it was fascinating because there was an incident in which both Russell Westbrook and LeBron James were in the gym, and they never talked to each other, which is weird to me.
At least
and it's been noticed by a lot of people.
Yeah, at least in public. When they were in public view, there was no acknowledgement of the other one.
Yes.
Well, there's two elements to this. Number one, I think you would have to be like the world's most naive person not to hear all the trade talk.
Sure.
So there's a legitimate chance that Russ could get traded. But it's not a lock.
Right. And Darvin Ham has said every right thing about Russ being here and building around. He's going to be an important player. All that stuff is out there.
Right. So it's awkward that Russ is moving forward as if he's not getting traded.
Right.
You know, he was on the bench. He was coaching people up. He was at Darvin Ham's press conference. Russ is doing all the things you do if you're going to be a part of the team. He may not be. I mean, we've all been around long enough to know that you get traded. The fact, though, that LeBron notices appearances more than anybody.
Sure.
So he probably had to know that
this
was
going
to be
weird.
A thing.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned earlier that I covered the entire Shaq-Kobe years, and those two didn't like each other, at least while they played. They made up later.
But you're not suggesting that LeBron James and Russell Westbrook don't like each other.
I think that there's something going on, right?
Because that's the guy LeBron wanted,
right?
I mean, LeBron signed off on that trade.
But what I am suggesting is it doesn't matter if they like each other. And because they, you know, teammates, Shaq and Kobe went to three straight finals and won them. All.
Right.
So maybe these guys ran into each other in the back and neither one of them were talking, so you don't know. But I don't think it's as big of a deal as other people. Do you think it's a big deal?
I think it's a really bad look. I think that, you know, as a Lakers fan, what I want to see is the makings of something. And obviously last year we didn't get to where we wanted to be, 16 games under 500. LeBron James and Anthony Davis part of the reason why Russell Westbrook is here. It's sort of incumbent on LeBron to find a way to make this work. He's the guy that helped make the trade.
Right. And I think that if the trade doesn't go through,
yes,
the proposed thing that's out there for everybody to comment on, this, you know, Kyrie would come here, Russ would go there, and there'd be a lot of moving parts. If it doesn't go through and Russ is still the point guard of the Lakers, LeBron will make it work.
He has no choice. Yeah, he's got no choice. Here's Kendrick Perkins on this.
The part when we talk about the quote-unquote NBA brotherhood, okay? See, what happened was last year, this Russell Westbrook situation is about 50% blame on LeBron James, because LeBron James signed off and actually wanted Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook and LeBron James are close friends, or were close friends. I don't know the status of their situation, but I do know this. When it comes down to winning and it comes down to the betterment of the team and making a business decision, the one thing I know about LeBron James, he don't give a damn about feelings. He want to win. And if that means having to trade one of his close friends or quote-unquote brother, he is going to do that. And look, I can't be mad at Russell Westbrook for actually being mad. I'm mad at Russell Westbrook for actually showing up and attending Lakers events like Summer League, like the hiring of Darvin Ham, knowing that they're trying to trade you. Like, I'm not showing up to nothing. Matter of fact, get me out of here.
That's interesting. So he's saying Russell Westbrook shouldn't do things like go to Summer League games and put everybody in an awkward situation when he's clearly being shopped.
Although, if your desire was to stay, and I think Russ's is, I think Russ, you know, worked hard to get back to L.A. He would like to stay here. He'd like to try and make this right and work it out. If your desire is to stay, wouldn't you try and look for opportunities to be supportive?
You're talking about Russ.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. You're saying Russ needs to show up to show Russ is all in.
Right. I think Kendrick was saying, get me, you know, the last thing he said there was get me out of here.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what Russ wants. I think Russ wants to be here.
Well, you don't go, if you really want out of somewhere, you don't go to the coach's introductory press conference. You don't go to Summer League games. As awkward as it may be with your star players seated at the other end of the gym, how odd that is. But yeah, I think Russ is trying to show that if he's here, he's all in.
Right, and then he can live with himself, and he can say, look, I did everything I thought I could do to show that I was, you know, on this team, wanted to be a leader, wanted to be supportive, wanted to do what I could. And then if he gets traded, he gets traded. Every player will tell you, and I've obviously been around a lot of them, that they've heard their name in a trade rumor at some point. Mm-hmm. Even Kobe would tell you that.
Right.
You know, it's part of being in the business. So I think the trade talk to players in the league is less shocking and awkward than it is to all of us because they're just used to it.
Well, especially in the case of Russ, who's been, this is four teams in 4 years?
Right.
So he's used to packing
up. He knows
and
he could be
moving
somewhere else. But in the meantime, he wants to show, hey, if I'm here, I'm in.
Yeah.
I disagree with Kendrick. I think Russ is doing what I would do if I wanted to show I want to stay.
Yeah, I think he's doing fine. I mean, honestly, I don't know why one guy didn't approach the other guy, whether it was LeBron to Russ or Russ to LeBron, but it was a very weird look that's gotten a lot of attention today, and it makes you wonder what's really going on between those two guys.
Well, it's funny. If this would have happened 20 years ago, like before social media and panel shows and everything else, I wonder if anybody even would have noticed. That you would have just said, if you and I were...
You mean somebody doesn't walk up to somebody in a gym 20 years ago and it's going to turn into a story? No.
I mean, there's no mechanism or vehicle to turn it into a story.
Exactly.
But now there is.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Ireland, it is your wheel today.
Okay, I've got some good ones on there.
Also, your game today?
No,
yes?
It's Jorge's game today. And my game tomorrow.
Okay, got it. So we got all that stuff coming up for you. Don't forget, Friday night is our All-Star Friday night. It is in West Covina at the West Covina Sports Complex, and you are invited. We're doing a big wiffle ball bash. We're doing a 7-10 softball game. Everybody from the station involved and everybody in attendance has a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic. Special thanks to our partners on this event, your Southern California Hyundai dealers. It's your journey. Own it with Hyundai. Mason in Ireland, 7-10 ESPN.
All right, I have filled this wheel with some really stupid stuff.
Okay, good. I love stupid stuff.
And this may be the height of the stupid. All right. I can't believe this is my job. If you could be invisible, but fart loudly every 30 seconds, how would you use that?
How would you use
How would
that?
I use that? That would be amazing.
How much fun that would be?
Okay.
And
so,
fart every 30 seconds.
So what you got to find?
Loudly.
What you got to find is everybody knows somebody that never jokes around, that takes themselves too seriously.
Yes.
So you would have to get them when they're like formally speaking.
Right.
And you'd be invisible. Nobody can see you.
Yeah.
Just let it.
Sales meetings, promotions meetings.
Oh, it'd be perfect.
Oh, break up some of all that meeting stuff we've got going on now.
Can you imagine some blowhard politician giving a speech? You just let it go. And then 30 seconds later, you do it again.
See, but you got to kind of like move. So sometimes you're like
you
right next to
him.
Yeah, sometimes you're right next to the person, so it's really loud and on camera and all that.
Every time they try and get serious, right when they
move.
I don't know what happened, but seriously, I want to talk about this.
But then you move to like a corner where nobody's around there, so they're like, where did that come from? Like looking around.
That would be an incredible skill to possess.
That would be an incredible, well, the invisibility alone, but then the ability to fart every
loudly.
30 seconds.
And I mean, so everyone would hear it. You couldn't.
That's impressive.
Like you could go to your best friend's wedding.
Go behind the priest.
And he's giving his vows.
Jorge, is this a skill you would like?
Absolutely. Imagine sitting next to you right now.
Oh,
just
God.
No.
Like when Sedano gets all serious.
Yeah, when Sedano gets serious.
And he's hitting mad at Kaplan, and the Kaplan couldn't control it.
Kaplan would be like, what did you
it
just do?
It wasn't me, George. I swear. I didn't
it was
do
you.
It. Cap, I know you did it. Stop farting. It wasn't me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, that was what we needed. That was what we needed.
You should have seen the one that almost came up.
All right.
We're too good for the fart sounds.
Yeah.
We are way too good for playing fart sounds. Exactly.
Right when he starts to think he's too good for fart sounds, this let is a, hit him with
this
one.
This is a class operation. Yeah. Great. Let's just do that. Excuse me.
Oh, see, but that one's
that
fine.
One was.
Oh, that one's.
That,
fine.
That was Wendy Williams, right?
That was Wendy Williams. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh, show of the year.
All right. Yes, show
we
of the year.
Voted the show of the year.
So John said, I did not watch 60 Minutes last night.
Oh, it's good.
You did watch 60 Minutes.
So the heart of 60 Minutes was a story about Ted Lasso. And what I didn't know until I watched it was that Ted Lasso was shopped to, it started as a promotion for NBC Soccer.
Yes.
So NBC had first crack at it. They said, hey, we want to make a show. Sudeikis and
Beard, I think.
Yeah, the guy who plays Coach Beard.
Yeah.
And then there was another guy. And they were all, they said, we've got an idea about a soccer coach, fish out of water in England, and we think it would be, you know, really heartfelt and really good. NBC passes. CBS passes. ABC passes. Fox passes. As a matter of fact, listen to how they describe. This is Norm O'Donnell interviewing Sudeikis and the two other show creators. Listen to what happened when they started to pitch it.
What happened when you shopped around Ted Lasso here in Hollywood? What was the reaction?
No.
What's the opposite of a bidding war?
Yeah. We'll take it.
And it got me to thinking. Okay, so nobody wanted it. And Apple said, go ahead and make the pilot. We'll see.
Yeah.
They throw it on and it hits. You and I used to watch several network shows that we would tape and watch every week.
Right.
I checked my DVR. I do not record anything on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox. Nothing. All the things I record are on HBO and Bravo and Showtime.
Right.
And Apple.
Yeah.
And what were the networks thinking? This show's rated G.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any network could have it. Is it kind of the same thing that's happened in the movie business where all they'll make are Marvel movies now and that's it? Are they too afraid to lose money? But how in the world did every network pass? By the way, Ted Lasso, the reason this came up, Ted Lasso got 22 Emmy nominations last
right.
year. Sudeikis won for Best Actor, Show Best Comedy.
Yep. Brett Goldstein won for playing Roy Kent. Rebecca Waddingham, who played, what's her name?
Yeah, all of them.
Lady owner?
Yeah, all of them. And so it's the show.
I believe that's not what the credits say. The credits
and by
do
the
not
way,
say
do you
lady
remember,
owner.
Do you remember the show that cleaned up the year before that? Before Ted Lasso came out?
Was it Barry?
No. A show that literally couldn't get on the air anywhere, and they had to run it through Canada. It was Schitt's Creek.
Oh, right. Schitt's Creek.
Won 9 Emmys.
Yeah.
Are networks now only, like, you look at the shows the network's putting on, it's basically game shows.
Well, it's game shows. It's stuff made by Dick Wolf.
Right.
Law and Order this, Law and Order that, FBI this, Hawaii 5-0 that. All this kind of stuff is on right now. But here's the thing. Would it have made it had it been on network?
I think so.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I think anywhere. I think we found it on.
Would you have gone out of your way?
Wait a minute. We did go out of our way. We found it on Apple TV.
Right, but that's a streaming service. What I'm saying it like we. So I'm on my streaming services all the time. I'm hardly ever on network. And I think the only things I DVR are stuff like
Bergman. Do you watch any network shows?
Any network show?
ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox.
I mean, I only watch on Hulu, so I don't know if they're on any of those channels.
Well, Hulu is owned by NBC, but...
Right, but I mean, they have a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah,
that's right.
So I don't know what is on what channel.
Jorge, do you?
I do not.
Yeah, none of us do.
No.
And there's four guys. We're all different ages.
But I mean, for example, I had to, for our upcoming Culture Pop podcast, I watched a show called Abbott Elementary. It is a great show. I was very entertained by it.
Where is it?
It is on ABC. I, chances are, won't ever see it again.
Yeah.
Because it's in the wastelands of the networks.
It's on Hulu.
What is?
Abbott Elementary.
Oh, does that make
it? So I just know what's on Hulu.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
I've been telling you guys for a long time, I'm thinking about cord cutting. I have DirecTV. Matter of fact, which this link leaks into another story.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main reasons I've been hanging on to DirecTV all these years is it's how I watch football on Sundays.
Yeah.
I watch NFL Sunday Ticket with Andrew Siciliano. I have for 15 years. That's the way I consume football. I leave it on there. There's no commercials. It runs from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. I don't know how Siciliano does it without ever going to the bathroom, but he does. They are, Roger Goodell mentioned in his last press conference, they are pulling it from DirecTV, and it's going to be on a streaming service after this season.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm going to need DirecTV after next season.
No, you probably won't. I mean, is it realistic to cut the cord? I mean, can I still...
Well, Bergman, let me ask you this. How do you watch Dodger games?
Yeah, legit.
Or do you watch them?
Do
you
Dodger games?
No. Just be honest here. How do you watch Dodger games?
You guys are going to give me hell for me.
No, we're not. No, I mean, I'm genuine. Like, I'm considering cutting the cord.
Is it on YouTube TV?
No, I don't have YouTube TV. I have.
Are you using someone's sign in?
No. I know. I just have a site.
Okay. You've got a.
But
it's not a VPN.
An illegal site.
I would have to.
It's a completely.
But Greg, I would have to jump through some hoops to find the Dodger games, right?
No, it's one site. Click it, and it's done.
And I'm going to get it on my TV the way I normally would.
I can AirPlay it to my TV, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you do have to do something. Like, Bergman's technically more savvy than us, but you do have to do some things like that. But if I can watch sports.
Yep.
Like, if I can watch NFL.
Yeah.
If I can watch the Dodgers. I obviously don't need the Laker channel, but I like it.
Yeah.
Because I'm at all the Laker games. But I would cut the cord. But I haven't had the guts to yet because of the NFL. Now, the NFL's leaving.
After this season.
Right.
So you could cut the cord.
Right.
What is the point of DirecTV anymore? DirecTV, the only reason people got it was for the NFL package, right?
Well, for me, I liked it because they had almost everything. But over the past few years, they've never done a deal with the Pac-12 network.
Right.
They were very late to the party getting the Dodger channel.
True.
They finally did that. I like DirecTV. I like their customer service. I like what they provide. But I pay... Oh, God, I'd be embarrassed to tell you guys what I pay. I think I even get a discount, and I think I'm paying like $170 a month. You know, that's a lot. Bergman
it's
pays
crazy.
Zero.
No, I don't pay zero. I pay for a lot of the sites.
You pay for streaming? Like,
yeah, streaming sites. So I pay for like Apple TV. I pay for Netflix. I pay for Hulu, Disney+.
So you pay for the streaming sites.
You think you're north of $50?
Oh, way. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
$170 isn't as outrageous as I think
no,
it is.
No. But the problem is, and I've told you this before, John, the problem is switching back and forth is the most difficult thing to do.
And I will tell you right now that my wife would freak out over that. Like, she wants to be able to push a number into a remote and the show
come
appears.
Up.
Like, and Greg is what he does is he, like, goes to a smart TV, goes to a website. You know, he's willing to spend 2 minutes to get the thing.
Right. But once I get the Dodger game up, that's it. I'm not changing the channel. Like, I'm not doing anything else. There's nothing else that goes on the TV. So the commercials go, and that's it.
Yeah, so you're not flicking back and forth.
No, I am
between
not. It's too, it's way too
other,
difficult. Yeah. Way too annoying. All right,
I have a text exchange here that I probably shouldn't read. All right, from Momo Ramona Shelburne.
Okay,
talking about Wheel of Questions. This is the funniest question ever. I'm dying. My baby is a farter. He's constantly farting in front of everyone, and I'm always like, "That's the baby."
That's the baby.
I think that's Ramona's way of saying that occasionally she uses that for political cover.
Yes.
And Ramona, have at it. Maybe you will be blessed with the ability to go invisible.
Yes.
And fart loudly every
Maybe.
30 seconds. Maybe.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
Hey. All right.
It took 1 hour.
Yes.
1 hour for this show to go to hell.
Coming up next, John, let's... Okay. So USC football is coming back in the fall. And I've been accused of being a bandwagon fan. Let me explain coming up next. Okay. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.